Pictures of missing indigenous people filled the Daybreak Star Indian Cultural Center. Families shared relatives' stories and said their names to ensure they are not forgotten. Shireen Moon talked about her mom, Janela Jo Billy.
She was going up to her boyfriend's hotel to stay with him, and after a couple days of not hearing from her, I called the police to file a missing persons report.
On December 30th, 2021, Janela went missing and was found dead on January 11th in Seattle. Janela's boyfriend told police she had left. Her remains were found days after the police visit in the same hotel room.
During the whole process, like the investigation, I felt so disregarded by the police. Since she was sitting in the hotel room for 11 days, her body was so decomposed they couldn't tell if there was trauma to her body or what. So we're still waiting on the toxicology report to find out what happened to her.
These emotional stories are common, says Roxanne White, founder of MMIP and Families.
It happens in our communities every single day somewhere in Indian country. Somebody's daughter is being murdered, their mother, their brother, and police are like, oh, it's just another Indian. And that's why we need to lift up grassroots advocates, because we're the ones out here supporting one another.
Alicia Ramon is a victims advocate for the Tulalip Police Department.
A lot of times families are told they can't know information because it's an open case. They don't get updates on what's happening because it's an open case. But there are some things that can be shared without compromising a case.
Traditional dances and music from Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. helped families heal and honor their relatives while trying to find them. I'm Johanna Bejarano.